Blog Talk Radio.
Teams up there vying for a 300-point win. Looks like Munch and Hogs at the Hilton came out on top by .0004 to a good friend of mine, Gary Lanton from Holy Smokes, taking a reserve grand. Also took first and fourth. Congratulations to him. We had Pig Whispers took first and brisket. And Toolman and Grill, old Bob Roberts, took first and ribs. So congratulations to all them. Hope they have room for those big old hand car, chainsaw car trophies that weigh about 3,000 pounds. Hope they didn't strain themselves too much carrying all that weight around. We also had a contest down in Florida. Sir Rob Bagby from Swamp Boys took reserve grand down there. Johnny Trigg was down there. Several other teams were there. Congratulations to all those that got called and walked down there in the FBA. I know it was a tough field down there, but like I said, I think the toughest field in the country was up there in Cummins, Georgia. You had the likes of Munchin' Hogs, Holy Smokes, Bubba Q, Pitbulls Up the Smoke, Georgia Boys, Pig Whispers, Q&A Stew and a Brewing, Old Plantation, Three Eyes Barbecue, Rocky Top, Smoke This. You had Pig and Porkers, Lang Barbecue Smokers, Cereal Grillers. Congrats to them for their top 10 calls. Just several teams up there just beating and banging, just unbelievable. I know Bubba Q, buddy of mine, has been all over this country in the last few weeks. He did the World Food Championship, stayed out there and did the one in Lawson, Nevada, got a third place overall out in Lawson, Nevada, came back this past week and had to get ready for Cummins, where not only did he compete, but he vended. And from what I hear, he was very busy up there. So my hat's off to him for I know how it is to vend and compete. It's not easy. And my hat's off to him for doing it. Also, we had, from what I hear tell on Facebook, a few other things, we had some hellacious dinners going up there in Cummins, Georgia. Georgia boys put on a feast to remember, from what I hear. They had over 100 people at their site on, I think it was Friday night. You know, you had the pit crew chime in with some food, and an up-and-coming team in the backyard pulled my pork to Ryan Huffman. Kind of befriended him this past year up in Cornelia, Georgia. Kind of helped him out, you know, kind of take money and win a little bit. Showed him a few little things of the ropes. Georgia's boy has been helping him out. And they placed in a couple other contests and stuff. This past weekend, they got a reserve grand. They got two calls, two top 10 calls, and got reserve grand champion in the backyard division up there out of 50 teams, which is pretty phenomenal considering that's only about their fifth or sixth contest they've ever done. So my hat's off to them, brother. Next year, we'll have to put your big boy pants on and come on up here with the pros and see how you do. But like I said, I'm very proud of that team. And it's nice to have a team that, you know, you try to help a little bit, and they take what you got, and they run with it, and they do very well on their own. So, you know, we're real pleased with their finish and everything. I'm surprised, I admit it, but it was a happy surprise, and I'm glad that they took home. I know they were stoked. Me, on the other hand, I was down in Charleston, South Carolina, competing in the first ever Smoke on the Harbor. Put on down there by the Harbor Inn Hotel down there. Matt Galvin did a great job down there, first year contest. Very good. He had 30-some-odd teams down there. Pork and ribs were the categories, and chicken wings on Friday night. Had a couple of, people's choice for pork and for chicken wings. So put on a very, very nice contest. The backdrop of the contest was the USS Yorktown, which made it very cool. They had a bartender challenge down there, which was pretty fun to watch. So all sorts of arts and crafts and bands, and very nice setting, a very, very nice area. If you ever get a chance, go to Charleston. Go down there and stay at the Charleston Harbor Inn down there, right down Mount Pleasant at Patriots Point. It's a beautiful facility. They treat you like kings, and, I mean, it's just a really great day. They roll out the red carpet for you. So if you get a chance, go down there and visit them. We also had a South Carolina event this past weekend down in Conway, Georgia, and it was going to settle the Team of the Year in the South Carolina Barbecue Association. So Brian Teague from Up and Smoke won it, and Jeff Smith got from Smoke and Stacks. Both of them good friends of mine got second place. I think George King took Team of the Year. Brian Teague was second overall, and Jeff from Smoke and Stacks was third overall in the Team of the Year points in South Carolina. They wrapped their season up, and so did the Southern Barbecue Network wrap their season up. So, you know, as far as Killer Bee is concerned, we're pretty much wrapped up for the season. We figured out 32 contests this year. Four different sanctioning bodies. We won grand in three of those sanctioning bodies. We ended up, I think this year, we ended up with six grand championships, 11 reserve grand championships, and out of those 32, there were five of them we did not place in the top 10. So we had a very good and a very blessed year, and we're going to miss a lot of our friends out there on the circuit the rest of the year. We won't get to see them for a few months. And, you know, we'll get our wits back, get back to work, do a few things, and hopefully, you know, everybody make it through the holidays safe. We're still going to do our radio show every night, every Monday night if we can, and see how the ball rolls. We've got, like I said, we've got a really good lineup tonight. We've got Rob and Sean from Munchin' Hogs at Hilton going to be calling in here any minute, and we're going to go over their trials and tribulations this year, and just different things that we met them on the circuit last year at the National Barbecue Cup, and seen them around in the Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina area in the last couple of weeks, and really a couple of real fun guys. They're never seen them down, always happy. always out there having a good time. And we enjoy the company, and we're glad that they come around here to compete. They hadn't been doing real swift. They did okay, but like I said, they took grand up there in Cummins, Georgia, and very pleased. And like I said, Rob will have to tell you his feelings on all that, but like I said, we're glad to have them. It's nice to have some really good teams, along with our good teams, you know, competing head-to-head. And on that note, we have, I believe it's Rob calling in now. Rob McGee from Munchausen by the Hilton, how you doing?
Very good, Jim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. So you've been doing a little traveling in the Southeast the last few weeks.
I sure have. I'll tell you, I put a lot of mileage on my cars.
Yeah, well, you've done pretty well this year around these parts. You know, you got a top 10 finish last year in the National Barbecue Cup. Kind of got your ears wet a little bit last year coming down to the Southeast. Was that your first trip to the Southeast competing?
No, went down. Oh, I'm trying to think of the contest. There was another one we did earlier this year. I think that, and then we made the run for the last three. So we did Shelby, Gainesville, and then Cumming. And coming down to figure out how you guys cook down there, boy, that sure was a challenge for me, I'll tell you that.
Well, you being the chef, I mean, it took you a couple contests, but you know, we knew you were going to catch on sooner or later. But, you know, it's kind of interesting how we kind of met last year up at the National Barbecue Cup. You know, sitting there with my wife, we were like right across the little road from y'all, and she wanted to see the meet the number one team in the nation last year. And I'm up there like, look, don't bother them. You know, they're busy, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, she didn't listen to me. So she goes on over and takes a little white dog and Jack, and she goes over to the meat shell, and you know what happened after that. So she takes Jack over to the meat shell. I think she was talking to, was she talking to you or Sean?
I think she talked to Sean.
Yeah. And I guess our dog was trying to give you a welcome to Georgia last year, wasn't he?
You know, Sean's got that story because he told me all about it. Did he dial in?
Hadn't seen him dial in yet. We'll wait for him to tell that story.
Oh, yeah, we definitely – he's the guy for that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's it was pretty impressive anyway. But we did get to meet you and everything, and, you know, got kind of broke the ice in a way. And then I guess next time I saw you was up in, Shelby this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we ended up in Shelby. We did see you in Shelby, right?
Yep.
And,
y'all ate some, y'all were playing in the, it looked like y'all were having a lot of fun on, I think it was Friday night, because y'all were playing, y'all were in the cornhole tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you got some ringers out there. I don't ever play that cornhole, so I just signed up thinking, oh, yeah, this is just a fun thing. But I didn't know that you guys take that sport so serious. So I'm going to have to do some practicing over the winter if I'm going to compete next year.
Yeah, a lot of us don't play that. I mean, yeah, you have Barbecue and Wiki Q out there playing on the team and you know, down at the Boss Hog that we did. And it's pretty interesting, but I think it's more of a beer fest than a cornhole tournament. I don't know.
Well, that's what I thought it was, but I thought it was a Scotch fest because that's what I was drinking.
Well, you were just moving up in the league. That's all you were doing.
Here you go. It was a great way to meet some really good people, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I remember y'all came by the trailer afterwards, and y'all were having a blast. It was, y'all looked like y'all had a fair or carnival or something. You're like, man, we went over there and did this and did that. Man, we had a ball. We made it to the second round. Then we got killed.
Yeah. And that was very accurate.
Of course, so, a friend of mine, he does predominantly barbecue, but really more on the barbecue trail side and a lot of the contests over the weekend. So,
Jim Berg, can you hear us?
All right,
I can
back.
Hear.
Hey, Jim, we're calling in from the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League radio show, and right now we've got Chris Fulmer and the guests on the line, but we wanted to call and just congratulate you on being the Southern Barbecue Network Team of the Year. And Chris, you want to say a few words to Jim Bird?
Yeah, congratulations, Jim. I haven't had a chance to talk to you a while, but had some things going on, so saw you did well down there in Charleston, and congratulations. No, that was a lot of fun, and you were very excited and very well deserved, my friend.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we had a good cook down there. We took first in pork, first in ribs, and grand champion, and took team of the year all in the same contest, and we'll be heading back down there for the Charleston Wine and Food Festival as a featured guest down there at the end of February. They're going to put us up in a hotel and do an article in their magazine and stuff, so it's going to be a treat.
Good deal. Very good.
I appreciate it. I was kind of downplaying a little bit because, like I said, we got Munch and Hogs on here. And I was just downplaying a little bit and just had a good time. Like I said, we had some competition down there, but it was good to win in their backyard. So made it that much more special.
Well, we'll let you go, Jim, and good luck on your show. And we just want to say how proud we were of you.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
hey, Rob, you still there?
Still here, you bet.
So, yeah, we had a pretty good weekend this past weekend. So we were pretty blessed to go down there and take a grand in another sanctioning body and took Team of the Year in it, too. So.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. I'm really excited for you. Anytime anybody does well, I got to tell you, it charges me up.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, with barbecue being so competitive these days, and y'all know firsthand, anytime you get team of the year pretty much just by any sanctioning body, it's really, really good to have. And this is the first ever team of the year in SBN, so, you know, we'll be in the book. So,
right on.
Don't know how we do next year, but we'll be in there. But, so we were talking about the Shelby contest, same thing about having a good time. Now, we usually have a Friday night dinner, you know, that everybody kind of pitches in and potluck dinner and everything. And I know y'all came over and had some gumbo with us Friday night and stuff. But what do you see kind of the biggest difference in competition? Is there any difference between here in KC or Missouri or anything? Or what's the I know you had to work on your profile and stuff. And I'll be honest with the people around here like a little more vinegar base and some of their sauces, so to speak. But did you have to change a whole lot? Or
yeah, I actually did. There's a lot of barbecue teams that say, well, if you serve good food wherever you are, it'll be just as good as somewhere else. And I'm the guy who tells you that that's not true. At least it hasn't held true for me. So depending on where I go, you know, in what region of the country I go, I will change up what they're looking for in that region. So going out, Shelby was great because I talked to a lot of good teams that were in Shelby and everybody gave me little tidbits, you know, kind of what they like. And then, so I went out to Shelby with one, you know, what I thought you would like, and wasn't, you know, it didn't pan out as well as I thought it was going to pan out. And then I had to tweak it as I moved forward. I've noticed in your region of the country, there's no doubt about it with the pork. I mean, you guys take pork to, you know, to a different level. And, yeah, the vinegar that's in it, I really learned a lot, and I think it made me a better cooker because that vinegar, what it does is it pops in your mouth and you taste a little bit of barbecue, but then it cleanses your palate and you really taste the smoke, your rub, and then the pork, and it really comes through. So I really learned a lot on how to cook pork when I was out there.
I'll stress to people, it doesn't matter where you're at in the country. You know, South Carolina Barbecue Association, SBN, you know, their main category is pork. You know, South Carolina mainly only cooks one category. They'll do ribs, too. The SBN that I compete in, they have a couple just all pork contests. I try not to do many of those because, you know, I like the two-meat contest minimum. But I tell everybody, you know, these guys here in South Carolina, you know, that's, you know, chicken, they're okay, ribs, so-so, brisket, forget about it. But I'm going to tell you, pork, that is there. They cook it every week. You know, they know every little part of the pork, what people like. Yeah, I mean, they dissect it so well. That's all they cook is pork. And they're some of the best pork cooks in the country. Jeff from Smoking Stacks, actually, I was kind of having trouble with pork. I placed good and not good. I wasn't consistent in it. And he needed some brisket help before he went out to the World Food Championship. He ended up third in the South Carolina Barbecue Association Team of the Year this year. And he came over to my shop. I showed him how to drum brisket. He told him what he did to the pork and showed me and did this. And I used my own rubs and stuff. And I'll tell you what, I don't think I've placed out of the top 10 other than Gainesville. I've placed the top 10 Gainesville, too, since I took his class, And,
right.
You know, and for me to get, I won two more grants in the ESPN because of that. And a lot more money, and, you know, my hat's off goes to him because, you know, he really helped me out on that. And it carried over into KCBS, and, you know, they really love pork. Actually, Georgia boys, some good friends of mine, I kind of steered them into the same direction, you know, and now they're beating me in pork, and they got a call up there in Cummins in pork. So I'm like, well, you're on your own now.
You're on your own now. But, I remember the other contest that I did do. It was a banjo contest down by,
that was in my backyard. No Kansas City kids got come in my backyard.
Well, I went down there and learned a lot about brisket there. I got a comment card that came back and said, you know, great brisket, would have been all nines, you know, but too much sauce.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talked about do you make changes as, you know, the learning process. So at least I learned there what not to do with brisket, which helped my brisket scores for the rest, you know,
right.
At least the next three when I was down there. Your judges like to taste brisket.
Right.
So the learning curve that we were chatting about was pretty severe. The ribs itself versus Kansas City also – believe it or not, I actually had to back off the sweetness. I would have never thought I would have had to do it, and I did it, and it helped me overall.
Yeah, you know, people say, well, they, you know, just add peanuts, you got a Snickers bar. Well, around here, if you can add just a hair bit of, I'm not going to say real heat, but a little spice to it, along with that sweet to kind of complement one another, like, you know, my buddy, and you know him too, Ron Gray, says don't offend anybody. But, you know, I've noticed the last year or two, I've only been competing 2 years. I've seen a trend where I get some decent scores if there's a little bit more of a, I'm not going to say a strong bite, but just a little hint of heat right at the end. And, you know, they'd like the sweet, and that's what they get at the beginning. But yeah, I think I saw you down here at Benjo Q this past year because, Sean was wanting me to bring our dog over to your tent and do the same thing he did up there in Summons, and didn't happen. But you know, we took reserve grand up here in Banjo with you.
Yeah, and, well, you know, well, we know how good you are kicking, so.
We got lucky. We were
actually. Yeah, I hear that from everybody. Yeah, right.
But, I mean, that's you know, they moved that. Like I said, it's 3/4 of a mile from our house, and that's the only one we've been at. And, you know, this year, you know, I cooked all the meat before the contest and told Jan have at it. I actually had a judge going for his master judge. Great guy. I mean, he helped set up. I mean, even the vending, he helped with some of the vending, whatever I needed. And we stayed in the trailer and did the competition, and Jan concentrated on vending. And it worked out very well for us. And so it was a good – I still think to this day that was the best brisket ever cooked. I finished 11th. And, you know, we got two calls, and then we got two 11th place. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Wow.
But, you know, it was – I still think that was the best brisket ever cooked, even though it didn't score very well. And, you know, I got my first 180 this year down in Atlanta, Georgia, and brisket. So I've been beating on four, but – you know, it's always great to be a member of that 180 club, get that first one. So y'all picked up some serious points this past weekend up there in Cummins, didn't you?
Yeah, it sure helped us out. You know, we were there was a couple. We were really hoping we were going to pick one up prior to that. You know, we went to Butler, which was a Max Pointer, and then we went to Shelby and Gainesville. And then we were really, you know, by the time we, you know, everybody was so kind helping us out. And by the time we started figuring out what you guys like down there, you know, and then we got lucky enough to win Cumming. So it picked up enough points to jump us into second. So there's really only two contests left to the end of the year for this team, you know, the race for team of the year. So you've got Calhoun that's out there. And then there's another one out in California. And it really, I don't know if you know this, but if I was to look into my crystal ball, I really think that Calhoun's going to be the final one. As long as they can get up, for me, they need to get up, you know, in the 40 range.
Well, and then, I talked to Scott from Cummins doing a brewing today. He said they were up to 42 teams right now.
Well, I'll tell you, they sure do throw out a lot of numbers, don't they? But I've heard different too. But I have a feeling that they're going to make it 45 to 50. I mean, there's really no reason why they shouldn't. The only sad news for me is I got to get in my car and drive another 800 miles one way.
Why did I leave it here?
Yeah, I think I was so excited after coming, I just drove home the whole way and couldn't figure it out until I, you know, woke up.
What the hell? Y'all kind of had a slow start this season, didn't you?
No, actually we didn't. And that's probably where people don't understand. You know, it's a great thing you asked me. Towards the end of last year, you know, we did really well. We were taking it so serious that there was actually a point where I was thinking about not barbecuing anymore. I've always had the philosophy that if you don't enjoy what you're doing and you don't have that passion, and, you know, next thing you know, it got so serious that I started losing it. So, you know, I told my team, I said, let's have fun. So we went out to a bunch of contests, and I threw the kitchen sink at every judge and said, okay, let's try this. You know, I was doing, smoked chipotle sauces that was spicy on brisket or jalapeno powder on the outside to see what it would, you know, how it would react. I tried different sweeteners, you know, on ribs and pork and just having fun. And the story goes, we just had a good time, and then we went to the I guess it's semifinal for the Sam's Club, and we were out in Rockford, Illinois, and I didn't hand the brisket in on time, and I felt so bad on the way home, not that I didn't, you know, that I got DQ'd, but I felt bad for my teammates, that I let them down. And after that contest, I said, all right, stop fooling around, let's start getting serious again. So ever since Rockford, Illinois, we just started winning again. And
wow.
I threw all the funny business to the side, and I said, all right, let's get back to what we do. And so from June, I don't even think we're in the top 25. We made it from top 25 to second place.
How many grand did y'all end up winning this year?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, but I think I'm up to 8, but I'm not sure. I know I'm 4 after the Jack Daniels, and I think I had 4 prior to that. I don't know if 1 was a carryover or 2 was a carryover from last year.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we brought it on, and then all of a sudden I, you know, took it really serious, and all of a sudden we started getting grand, reserve, third place, and those were big contests. So then it started coming all back, and then, of course, my teammates liked me after that. So that was important.
So they talked to you again, right?
Yeah, well, I felt so bad. I had a teammate that flew out, rented a car, and met us in Rockford, Illinois. And, of course, we got DQ'd. And, you know, he was kind of really bumming, and his wife, and then went back. His name's Dave Devlin and Sue Devlin. And I felt so bad after that, you know, I had to change the way I was thinking, I guess. So anyway, so the first part of the year was great because all of a sudden I really enjoyed it, and I got to know a lot of teams, and I think that's still carrying on, that I'm still having a good time and having fun cooking and meeting people. So I think it's really helped me change a little bit.
Well, like I said, I think, you know, we do those little dinners and stuff. Kind of takes that edge off where it takes the seriousness out of it. I mean, it gets back to what we always term as like an extended family. You know, you go out, you go to certain parts of the country or certain states, you got certain teams you like to be with, hang out with, and, you know, you sit around the fire or whatever and BS, and you kind of like what you did in Shelby and stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of teams that you talk to, and they give you little bits of information. And I think the flavor profile are more drastic from east to west than they are from north to south. That, do you think that, or?
I don't know so much. You know what? They're all different. If you were to ask me, I went up to, where'd I go? I went to Minnesota. And when somebody told me and I didn't do well, and that was last year when we were, you know, this is when I was serious, right? And, you know, I handed in some of my best cue in Minnesota. And when they started the judging, somebody, you know, I said, hey, what kind of barbecue do they like here? And they said, oh, yeah, we like it sweet. And I said, well, okay, what does that mean? And I said, well, we think ketchup is spicy.
What?
Yeah, okay, that's serious. So obviously I didn't do well in Minnesota, and I haven't been back there again because I don't think I could even eat that style of barbecue. So maybe that, maybe I took it wrong, but wasn't crazy about Minnesota. And then if you go down to Texas, that's completely different also. You know, I mean, that's the they call it, you know, the brisket capital of the United States. Since I lived down there for 12 years, I'm okay to say that. You know, it's all about straightforward brisket, and you better leave off the sauce. And,
right.
You know, we talked about what you guys like out there, you know, so that took some doing. And then in California, they seem to be very perceptive to Kansas City style, but just a little bit more spice and a little less sweet.
Right.
So, you know, every part of the, you know, the country, you know, offers a little bit different, but as you travel around and you start climbing it up.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, Brad Kay from Lang Smokers, he went out and did Mesa, Arizona and stuff and earlier in the year, and he saw, he did two contests out there, and he said, well, I figured out how you cook brisket in the West. I said, how's that? Salt, pepper, burn it, turn it in. Every brisket I've had, you look at it, he said it was black as smut. He said he's scored high as hell. He said he did not like my brisket at all. So I said, well, yeah, that's a big change. And you go from, you know, it radiates from Kansas City because, like I said, when you go east, you have to tweak it a certain way. And when you go west, you have to tweak your recipe a certain way. But I think when you go all the way from east to the west, it's more of a, you know, it's more of a tweak. It's more of a change, you know, a good bit on the thing. Now, Jeff from Smoker Stacks, we did pork. You know, pork is good pork, I believe. And he did very well at World Food Championships with his pork. And he said, I didn't change anything on it because he said, I want to see how it plays against these guys. And, you know, to get out there with pork and everything. So it kind of, you know, I think the flavor profiles of pork are not as drastic as they are in, like, ribs and brisket. I mean, I think those two categories, in my opinion, have more of a change throughout the country than any other two meats.
I happen to agree with you. Since I am not a great pork cooker, and now that I've did 3 weeks straight down in Georgia and looking at another one, you know, in a week and a half, you know, a possibility of going back down. What I've learned in pork in you know, in Georgia and South Carolina and just having a great time in the South, I'm going to carry that right over to here, you know, in Kansas City, Oklahoma, Nebraska, you know, Iowa. And I think it's going to work just as good because I think it has elevated my weakest category. So I do agree. I think you guys cook great pork, and I'm glad I went down there. And I'll tell you, it's going to help me out, you know, as we go forward.
I think, you know, Rock Bell does pretty good pork around here. He took first in Shelby 2 years ago. I was actually with him when he did that. But you know, like you said, you know, he's done a few over on this side of the country, and I think he already knew kind of the flavor profile that to angle towards, and you know, I don't know, I guess he tweaks his, I mean, you almost have to tweak it a little bit from your area, so to speak, to make it work in different regions. But I know you took first in chicken last year in Cummins, And if not mistaken, you took didn't you take first and chicken up in Gainesville too?
We did. Yeah, I got to tell you, when it comes down to chicken profile, I don't think there's much difference regardless of where you go. I mean, that's the one thing I mean, you mentioned good tasting pork. Well, obviously, I didn't have good tasting pork because I didn't score so well for the last couple of years. But the chicken, yeah, I mean, the same stuff I've been serving up here in Kansas City. I made a change on chicken. Oh, I want to say about 3.5 months ago when I decided to get serious again. And, yeah, it seemed to do real well down there. Last year I actually used a different flavor profile, and that's what I got first last year. And this year I tried something different, and it seemed to work out just fine.
Yeah, you know, the chicken, I think, takes on – I think it absorbs more flavor than probably any meat. I don't know why. I don't know, just because of the way the makeup is on chicken or whatever. But, you know, if you cook chicken a little bit, you can get a pretty big flavor – profile change in it in a heartbeat. And but like I said, y'all have always been a pretty good chicken cook anyway, and like I said, you just carry it over to down these parts. So I noticed you were I think Shelby, you were going out like you said, you started having more fun doing it, and you know, coming out to the south, and you know, we're pretty receptive of new teams coming in the area and stuff. You know, we don't get a chip on our shoulder or anything. We like to meet new teams and everything. And I think you went out and did a little R&R, a little fishing this past week, didn't you?
I certainly did. When we went up to Gainesville, I decided I was going to stay for a week. And my dad lives in Aiken, South Carolina. And when I was coming up, I was like, well, why don't I just stay for, you know, a week? You know, what can we do? So we chartered a boat on Monday. So our whole team went down, and we stayed. We stopped in Aiken for one night, and then we shot over to Savannah Sunday night. And we went out fishing, and we chartered a boat, just three of us, you know, with a captain and a mate. And I got to tell you, we caught so much fish. There were times where either Sean would stop, who's one of my teammates, and Jeff Eastman, who's another teammate, we were catching so much fish, they had to put the rod down because their arms were getting tired or they needed a break. As soon as you dropped it, you either had a black sea bass on the line. We caught, in the snapper family, it's a drum, which is a good stew fish. And we caught flounder, too. And by the time we went back, I want to say we had 50 to 60 pounds of filleted fish.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, we just had another fish. We went to my buddy Jeff's house, and we just cooked up a bunch of fish. I mean, I don't think I've eaten that much fish in a week, you know, in a long time. But we had a great time. I mean, a great time. And then, of course, we go back to Cummings, and you know, meet everybody again and had a great time at the barbecue and finished up with the GC. So, I mean, what a great week.
It's good to have a little R&R mixed in with a little competition to kind of, like I said, kind of gets back to your roots, you know, where you can feel like you enjoy it again because you're not thinking about barbecue 24/7 and, you know, just racking your brains on how you can do this a little bit better and all this other stuff. I think it's good when you can get away from it for just a little bit and clear your head and just, like I said, just let yourself go and have a good time. But, you know, down here in South, I think you met a lot of really good teams and that you're really friends with now. And, you know, hopefully you'll be coming back in years to come to do some more contests. But, you know, we're all glad to have you. I mean, we really are. You get some teams that are, oh, man, we're going to get our butts kicked. But, you know, like I said, you get these bigger contests, and I think y'all got one call up there in Cummins, and y'all took home the grand. I mean, you know, it's just a consistent cook is all you got to have.
You know, that's been my philosophy ever since I started cooking. If you're to look at my scores, it's not to do dynamite in one category. Now, when you make it to the top, something's going to rise to the top. But I'm with you. I mean, cook things well and be consistent, and you'll do well. It's not the individual categories, and don't get me wrong, it feels good to win one of those, but of course the GC is what you're really after.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that helps pay the bills, doesn't hurt any at all. in your real life, what do you do in your real life?
What do I do in my real life?
Yeah.
I am the chef and food and beverage director at the Hilton Hotel in the Kansas City Airport. So that is why we are munching hogs at the Hilton.
I knew it had something. So do you parlay any of your barbecue in there at the Hilton, or do you just oversee operations, or I guess what I'm trying to get at, I know you love food and you've been in the food industry. So how did you really formulate a team to start actually competing in barbecue?
Wow, loaded questions. Well, first of all, regarding culinary, I graduated the Culinary Institute of America in February of 86. So I've been in the kitchen for a while. I've been going from region to region, and you move around a lot when you're a chef. And, you know, when you leave one job and get promoted, I've left. I actually lived in Charlotte for 5 years when we talked about the South a little bit. And made it to Texas and lived down there for 12 years, in Denver for a couple of years, and ended up in Kansas City. Each time I go to one of these, you know, different cities and regions of the country, you know, I find out what that region offers. And, you know, and I try to maximize it. So when I was in Charlotte, I had a ski boat, and I skied every day off of Lake Norman. When we moved to Denver, Colorado, I sold my boat and I bought racing motorcycles and I started racing on the pro circuit when I had a YZ250. Then we left Denver and I ended up coming here to Kansas City, and I'll be quite honest, you know, I was one of those chefs that, you know, only put out, you know, some of the best food, and it was very exquisite, and the last thing I ever thought I was going to do is barbecue. And then within 2 years, you know, a bunch of us got together and did the Lenexa barbecue, and, you know, that was it. I mean, we got a call, I think, in brisket, and I think we got one in other category when we did turkey, and we, you know, the bug bit us. And ever since that, you know, we just kept going. So we've been in it since 2002 was my first one, and that's when I only did one that year, and, you know, you would do three or four the next year, and next time you did 12, and, you know, here we are on our 33rd contest. Would you believe that?
Yeah, because so, I think it's up our 32nd. So, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I want to say the last couple of years, 30 was it, and then we stopped. And 30 is just a phenomenal amount of contests to do. I mean, it's just, I got to tell you, out of 52 weeks out of the year and you're doing 30 barbecuing, you know, sometimes you got to step back and say, what did I just do?
Exactly. What the hell did the year go?
But yeah, I mean, that's how I got started. So the culinary thing, when it rolled right into barbecue, and it, you know, it took a little knack, you know, first of all, to be an executive chef and learn how to barbecue is two different things, but files and making them work, you know, does help me out what I do, but how to cook it in a smoker, that was a learning experience starting from scratch again. So one thing led to another, and I started off with small cookers, big cookers. Then all of a sudden I got a Horizon smoker, you know, on a beautiful trailer. And then, of course, I turned it in and got, you know, the same pipe and put it on another one and put car paint. And then here we are just traveling all over the United States.
So that's the difference between us and you. See, I do, you know, 32 competitions this year. Last year I did, I think, 23. But most of mine are within – you know, 3 hours of the house, 3.5, you know. And I did 4 different sanctioning bodies. You know, I did South Carolina Barbecue Association. I think I did 20 to 22 KCBS. I did one FBA this year, and I did 8 FBN. So I'm up around 32, 33 this year. And, but like I said, you know, several of them were, I'd probably say, you know, half of them within an hour and a half of the house. So it makes it easy for me to do that. But, you know, I'm not really out there chasing points. The points race in the SBN just kind of came around. I did 8 of those contests and placed either grand or reserve grand in 6 of those. So, you know, I wasn't really going after them, you know. It just kind of happened that way. So I feel blessed that we made it that way. But I think your buddy's on the other line. Sean, are you listening in?
I am.
we got to hear the dog story.
I just got done with the furnace I was working on and was glad I could get in.
Yeah, we're kind of holding the first time we met y'all last year in Cummings, Georgia. My wife came over there with her little dog named Jack. And had a very interesting first meeting, and Rob wanted you to share that with us.
Well, it was quite interesting, that contest last year when we got to come to Georgia and meet a whole bunch of new people, and your wife was one that actually sought us out to meet us, and that's kind of unusual. We usually don't have a whole bunch of people try to do that, so that was really nice. And then she brought the dog along, and I don't know who was more excited, her or the dog, but between the two of them, the dog ended up letting its dinner out on the ground, and it became quite a traumatic event for Jan, but it was not a big deal for us. We were enjoying having some company and with some local people that, you know, that was something I was thinking about earlier tonight as I was finishing up on this furnace. We really enjoyed, especially even more so this year, obviously because we had three contests in the region. We met so many nice people. It's just incredible. And you know, you find that in most of the areas in barbecue, but it just seemed exceptionally something that I was aware of this past three weekends, and that's really nice. But we had another dog experience this year. Wasn't quite the great turnout that we had with the first place chicken result last year. The dog kind of showed a different function, and turned out we didn't do so well, and I think that was just a sign.
Well, personally, I think the only reason why we did so well in Cummings is because your dog, when you know, it decided to regurgitate, it was close to the chicken.
Right,
it was.
Yeah. Well, Sean, it's kind of funny up there in Shelby. You know, Charlie sniffed the bag and stuff, and I left, and like he didn't know the bodily function right out in front of their thing, and I guess he kind of let you know. I think you'd even said that your chicken sauce had soured, so maybe he picked that up, was trying to give you all a sign.
It was a premonition, I'm telling you. He knew it, just didn't know how to express it to me at the time. It made sense the next day when we tasted our chicken, and it was not our chicken. So that was something, that was an unusual happening. We both kind of picked up on it right off, and it happens, I guess, sometimes. Not everything goes perfect.
Right. But, I'm glad you feel the same way that Rob did. Like I said, he just felt that y'all felt like so welcomed, and, you know, people are actually, you know, legitimately glad to see y'all around here competing and stuff like that. And, you know, one thing is, you know, it's hard for us that kind of stay in this area. You know, we don't make it to the Jack. It's hard for us to go to the Royal and all that stuff. But, you know, just to see how we do against some of the teams and some of the top teams in the country kind of, you know, gives us a little bit of idea how we would stack up, you know, in different parts of the country. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of great teams here in the South, a lot of, you know, high-scoring teams. But, you know, we beat up on each other pretty much every other weekend. And but, you know, we're all, I don't know if y'all noticed it, but, you know, we're all still friends. We all just kind of hang out and pass the mason jar around and have a few beers and get on the fire and, you know, enjoy a lot of everybody else's BS.
Well, I think from the last few years going around, I think that's a common theme. In you get into your region, and a lot of teams stay kind of within that region. It's a long way to travel to get outside in your area. Not everybody can have that opportunity. And so you get into areas like Oklahoma or Iowa or even around Kansas City, a lot of the good teams do stay around. And just like you said in your area, they stay around close. They beat up on each other, and you don't always get the touch on how you do up against some of those other teams. And one of the things that we've done over the last couple of years, last year we spent a few contests in Oklahoma, and this year it was a few in Iowa, and got into those different regions. And then this short little soiree down south this year, it's fun to do that. Wish everybody could do that a little bit more, but I totally understand the logistics of trying to make that happen.
Yeah, it's for small teams like me and my wife, it's we own our businesses outside of barbecuing, and it's kind of hard for us to take off. I try to leave out on Thursday night or either Friday morning, depending on how close I am to the contest and stuff. But there's a swing in the beginning of the year. We call it the Southern Swing. It's Pensacola, it's Mobile, Alabama, Slidell, Hammond, Louisiana, and Tupelo. You got 5 weekends in a row. People from around this area, North Carolina, whatever, they'll just be gone for like 5 straight weeks, and they'll just go down there and hang out and stay with other teams, at least on their property, plug in, stay in their motorhomes, they'll go out to eat, have a good time. It's kind of like a big long vacation. But
That sounds great.
I know Rod and Johnny do a couple of those contests through there, and like I said, it's when you get competition like that, they're all bunched up in that area, week after week after week. It makes it easier for, like, Louisiana and Mississippi teams to go do 5 contests right at the beginning of the year. And I don't have the luxury of doing that, so when you look at the points, you got all these teams out of the points, you're like, well, I don't even have any points yet. Take the best around here till around March or April, actually. So it's we get a little late jump on things, but like I said, it's good to see how teams compare against one another from different regions. But what's next? So if y'all go to Calhoun, is that, now there's one at Demopolis, I think somebody has to die for you to get in there, Christmas on the River. You got that and Calhoun coming up in a couple of weeks. I think they're both on the same weekend.
Yeah, I think I noticed it. Yeah, they're up against each other, which sometimes hurts attendance on one or the other. But it sure seems like the Georgia teams come out and support the Georgia contest. So hopefully that Calhoun contest will fill up and be a good first year showing.
I was telling Rob earlier, I think I talked to Scott from Cuba Stern and Brewing. I think he said it was up to 42 teams because he's been watching it pretty close. And I thought he said it was up to 42 teams. My wife said she only saw about 20. But I don't know, what's going on. But it's in a really nice campground for what I found out. And after this past weekend, we kind of both decided, we'd had enough. I've got a buddy of mine wants me to go cooking the Triple Crown with him in 3 weeks, but I'll just have to see how I feel in 3 weeks. I'd love to go down there and help him out and, cook an FBA. But I'm a duck hunter. I'm going to do a duck hunt this weekend. We'll barbecue for a week or two. I can go kill something.
So, you're going to try to have a life away from barbecue?
Well, no, vacation.
just a short vacation, man.
We did a lot. I try not to do too many in a row, though. I do 3 or 4 in a row and have a week off, do 3 or 4 in a row and have a week off and do some every other week. And, I'm probably going to cut back my summer tour a little bit this year. It just depends on how it goes. We've got a couple real close to us during the summer that I don't do very well in. But we'll just have to see how next year goes. They're talking about adding a few more events around this area and we'll see how those are. I know Rob knows, the Masters when it comes into town. We do a big catering that whole week. So I give my foreman a a list of things to do, and I concentrate on cooking for these big wigs out of New York and Boston there, the MLB.com and the Fenway Group, Roush Fenway Racing and all that. So they come down and rent a house, and, you know, we cook barbecue. They love this barbecue. And a lot of them keep up with me now on the circuit. I'll get an email from one every now and then and say, hey, man, you knocked it out of the park. And, you know, it's good to see people, you know, these executives keeping up with barbecue. It's kind of hilarious.
I think the popularity is really starting to take over some areas that with groups of people that that are used to competition. I mean, they get the competition part of it, even though it's a different game that they play, like the racing or whatever. It's easier for them to kind of follow it because they deal with the same kind of thing, and there's points, and it's a season. It's not just one event that ties in. I mean, obviously the results in one event's important, but there's the other things that play into it that kind of stretch it out and make it interesting. And I've probably got more people than I could count that have started, you know, they check in. This might not be every week, but they stay pretty close in touch to what's happening within the barbecue circuit. And, yeah, every once in a while you get a call from out of the blue. Somebody calls and says, wow, I see how you did, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it feel all warm and fuzzy inside, I guess, that, you know, you got your normal people that kind of, well, I do anyway, that you kind of hang out with and you kind of keep up with. And, you know, you're watching teams, your teams that you got to look out for. You know, with us, you know, we were looking at the SBN. Team of the Year race, we were looking at, you know, I got some buddies of mine in South Carolina Barbecue Association, some buddies of mine in Florida Barbecue Association, and then a lot of friends in KCBS. And, you know, in also KCBS and the Georgia Contest, we have a GBC, which is Georgia Barbecue Championship Series. It's like your best five contests in Georgia and stuff. And so it's a lot of Georgia teams going against one another, you know, and that's made Georgia barbecue and so much tougher because more teams are getting in it and they're getting good really quick. You know, they're taking classes, whatever, getting rid of the learning curve and, you know, jumping right in. And like I was telling Rob earlier, I said, a lot of the Georgia team, you know, we just beat the hell out of each other from one week to the next because unlike Kansas or Missouri or Iowa, you know, a lot of different weekends you'll have three or four different contests you can choose from. Well, around here we have one. And everybody and her brother is going to be there from this region. So, you know, it's like you can't get away from it unless if you had to. So, you know, then if you go to Tennessee, like Swing and Pig and South Pork and, you know, Do-Rag and all them up there, and they do very well in Tennessee. I mean, it was hard to beat Swing and Pig in Tennessee this year. He's just got that locked down.
Yeah, that kind of seemed like how Little Pigtown kind of had Oklahoma area locked up this year. It seemed like every weekend he was knocking one down, and he kind of kept us from a couple of them we thought we had a chance at. That kind of comes and goes. Teams, you know, some of the teams get real hot and fade, and others, you know, it's just a cycle thing, I believe. I think the Georgia, what I noticed the difference between last year and this year is, didn't you guys have like an extra half a dozen contests or so this year in the state?
Yeah, I think they added either three or four this year, and they've got two or three more coming on next year from what I could see from the KCBS. And we've also got a couple in South Carolina that they're talking about. They had brought them KCBS, we had one that was like 20 miles from here, and it's going to be at some campground. It's going to be a little podunk town, but, you know, it's going to be a big thing for them. And they had actually when we were up doing Lawrence last year, they had a bad storm come through. The lightning hit up the power pole and burned the campground down two weeks before the contest. So, you know, they didn't have it. We were looking for it this year. They didn't have it this year, so it's kind of a family that owns a farm and a campground and everything, and they were putting it on to that kind of helped the little town of Ward out, and, you know, just make a big fall festival out of it. But I don't know if they didn't get everything back together, if they just gave up on it or what. But there was several people, including myself, had already signed up for it, set the money in. They had to send it back. And, the contest that close to the house. So, you know, South Carolina's only got about 3 or 4 or 5 contests into the whole year. So, you know, we really hope they'll pick up a few more contests. I think they'll get some more teams to come over there. But, you know, Georgia's really picked up because of interest in Georgia. We had several GBA, Georgia Barbecue Association teams switch over to KCBS, and, you know, a lot of Alabama teams are coming over now. And so you got a lot of Florida teams coming up. So, yeah, it's getting bigger and better, you know. I'm hoping to see some more contests, and my main reason is kind of spread the field out a little bit instead of seeing the same teams week in, week out. You know, like I said, ours is logistics, you know, as far as traveling, and I guess like most teams, they're going to stay within a few hours of the house. So,
I think, somewhat of an advantage, but it also there's some disadvantages to being in the Kansas City area, the high concentration of contests. It's good that, you know, not everybody goes to the same single contest every time, but it's also sometimes hard to get a real good gauge on where you're at because the numbers of teams get kind of watered down sometimes when there's 4 or 5 contests within a 100-mile radius. You know, there's still only so many teams to go around to all of them. And where a lot of contests I know can be successful at 30, 35 teams, you know, for teams that are concerned with the points chase, that can work to their disadvantage on the overall category, just because you end up with a lot of dead points at the end of the year with your wins. So it's kind of a 50-50 thing on how well I think it works to your advantage having more contests in the area when they all get to be in on the same weekends.
Right. You know, it's, you know, if you get 1 or 2 that's on the same weekend, it kind of breaks the field up a little bit, kind of gives you a little breather, I guess, so to speak. I mean, instead of having 30 to 35 teams that could win it, you know, you're down to 15 to 20, you know. And, you know, it's tough for any teams in Georgia to kind of, you know, hang out at the top week in and week out. I mean, we do it, and, you know, like Scott Kansas City Bruin, he'll go up north, you know, and he'll go compete up there and does very well up there. He'll go out to, he'll get a wing and go out to Mississippi or Louisiana and stuff and do one out there, you know, instead of doing one in Georgia. Just kind of break it up a little bit and, you know, kind of test this, I don't know, kind of test the waters and see how you do in other areas and logistically and see how your food does in other areas and stuff. So, you know, he's able to do that. Will y'all be bringing your camper to Calhoun, or y'all going to be doing like what y'all did up? Y'all just going to be tenting it?
Well, that's a good question, because there's advantages for bringing your RV versus a, you know, putting up tents, because, you know, if all of a sudden wind gets up and it starts raining, there's advantages to an RV being there. If it's going to be a beautiful weekend like the last 3 weekends, you know, popping up a tent is not a big deal.
Right.
So anyway, we're going through the logistics, which, you know, which vehicle we're going to take. But I'll tell you one thing, we're not taking both this time.
It's going to be one or the other, right?
That's
so,
it.
How long of a drive is it for you to there? It's about, 12, 14 hours, or?
To Cumming, I think it was, and Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say it's 13 to 14 hours to get to Cumming, depending if you were in my truck or if you were in my RV.
If we added up the time on the way back with the truck pulling the smoker, I think it took us about 13 and a half. counting all the fuel stops and everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we were going fast enough to where even though we weren't pulling the smoker behind the RV, we were still getting 7 miles to the gallon. So, yeah, we were traveling pretty good.
Well, at least you got plenty to make it back.
Well, I'll tell you, we made it back by 2 o'clock in the afternoon to unload everything. And I got to tell you, that's like record time. So I think our wards were done. We're on the road by, 6:30, and we made it back by 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. It was, we boogied.
And y'all drove straight through?
No, we actually stopped on the west side of Nashville.
Okay.
You know, just pulled in one Walmart parking lot, and they let you sleep for a couple hours. I think we slept for like 5-6 hours, and then up we went, and boom, we were off again.
Yeah, that's good. We can take a break like that, get some, you know, good hard sleep for a few hours, and get right back on the road and finish your leg and not feel like you got jet lag and everything.
Well,
so,
it sure does make you think twice about shooting out to Georgia again, because you know, if you do it right, like just like you said, I mean, if you're able to, like, shoot out on a Thursday, and if you put 5 or 6 hours behind you, like we would make it to Paducah or something, or to Nashville, and then you finish up and you end up by 1 o'clock, it tells you, well, wait a minute, this is kind of doable. You know, and if we can make it back by Sunday by, you know, 1 or 2, you know, it's not so bad. So just more excuses for us to come to the South to see you guys again.
Okay, man. We enjoyed having you. Y'all are a blast. And, I mean, y'all fit in so well with the teams around there because, you know, a lot of times when you – I'm not going to say a lot of times, but a few times, most barbecue teams are great. But, you know, when you get that close to the points race, a lot of people are real serious and you have to kind of to themselves and all that. And you respect that. So you guys, y'all are just out there having a good time, you know, doing whatever. And, you know, if a barbecue contest breaks out, that's fine. We're in it, you know. That type of theory behind y'all, at least this year anyway, from what I've seen. You know, it does look like y'all are just having a good time at these contests and meeting a lot of new teams. And you know, down here, I with Jan, she likes to meet new teams. You know, who's tops in the country? Let's go meet them. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And I'm like, well, sometimes they don't want you around, you know. So I said, but, you know, most barbecue teams, if they're doing something, look, come back in 10 minutes. I'll talk all you want to. You know, we went out with Mike Richter from Chicks Find a Bovine up in Shelby, and I met him there last year and maybe somewhere else this year. And, you know, he's just a great guy, and we helped him Sunday up there in Shelby. He had some trouble with his RV, and we were one of the few teams that stayed back, and we helped him get going and everything so really he could at least make it to a dealer or something we could get it taken care of. But, you know, it's all what it is. You know, we're all out there to help one another, and you know, if one of us is in need, you know, most of the time we're more obliged to help.
Well,
so,
I think that holds true with barbecuing. I think everybody takes care of each other who's barbecuing. And I agree with you that Mike Richter, he's a great guy. And, you know, here was a great thing for us this weekend, and probably me more than anyone, is, you know, I finally meet Dan from Three Eyes. So here you are competing and seeing, like, this team name up there, right? You know, who's doing really well. And, you know, all of a sudden you meet the guy and you say hello in Gainesville. And then and then I go over and really had a great time in Gainesville at award ceremony. I mean, it was just great to have him next to us, and we're just having a great time. And then we end up going to Cumming, and what a great team. So, if he wins team of the year, I got to tell you, I'm excited for him. And especially since I know he's a good guy. So going out, you know, on the East Coast and meeting, you know, so many new teams and everybody's doing well, it's just, it was a pleasure this last 3-4 weeks.
Well, it's kind of renewed y'all's barbecuing, I guess, because I guess you get, sometimes when you do as many as y'all do year in, year out, you go to the same contest year after year for the most part. But it's like when you make a change, you come down to the South or go somewhere else, whatever. you know, when you start meeting new teams and they accept you into their kind of area, so to speak, their region, makes it much nicer because then you're going to see them at two or three other contests that you do in the same region. And you can kind of form some type of, you know, friendships and stuff with them, kind of hang out with them, get to know them a little bit better. So one day we're going
to... That's something that I tell my friends here at home when they ask me about the barbecue stuff, you know, and all that. And it's I truly believe it's a big social event with just barbecue being the reason we're getting together. And I really... You know, like you were saying, you get to go to two or three, four contests where you're seeing the same people. Well, sometimes you might not, you know, you'll see somebody once a year and you're going to see them at that contest. But it's like, you know, it's still a great friend. You see them anywhere in the world, they're going to, you know, they're going to say something to you. It's just like you were seeing them last week. And that's really neat. I mean, what other activity can you get involved with that you literally can say you have friends all over the United States? I just don't think there's that many. And that's a unique thing that a lot of people miss out on when we talk about barbecue or when they come out and get a short little taste of it. You know, that's really special to me anyway, the fact that I know I've got friends all over the United States. That's, I think, pretty neat.
I mean, it makes work go around a whole lot easier. You know, it's, and like I said, you know, Jan and I, we're going to North Carolina, of course, you know, we're good friends with Pickin' Porkers and Tillman and Grill and Smokehouse Mafia and Smoke Dance. You know, we have breakfast and all that stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Midnight Burns up there, they got a restaurant. We're going to sneak up there and surprise them one weekend. So if they're listening, they don't know which weekend. But, you know, it's, we do some contests in some areas just so we can see our friends because we haven't seen them in a while. You know,
right on.
Kind of getting where you miss them a little bit. You know, you just love hanging out with them. And like we brought up before, you know, it's kind of like an extended family. And, you know, during the winter, you know, I really get the itch to get back out there and get doing some stuff. And, you know, I'll probably lay off for if I don't go do that FBA and, I'll, other than doing stuff for sandwiches, you know, I probably won't crank up a cooker for a few weeks and just give it a rest for a little while and get back to where, hey, you know, I want to even blow up barbecue. You know, because when you cook, you really don't eat that much of it. And, but then when you get away from it for a little bit, I kind of crave it. I don't know about other people, but I kind of get where, you know, I use some good barbecue. I think I'll cook some because you're not going to find any of the chain around here. So, you know, you just kind of miss it a little bit. And you get that bug, you get out there, and you start fiddling with some recipes or whatever. And good thing with me is I've got sandwiches. So I've got her customers as my guinea pigs, and I'll see if they can tell anything different. And several of her customers kind of keep tracks on us and stuff on how we're doing and everything. So, you know, it's really good. I'll have to work down there tomorrow just to let y'all know. So, Jan said I need to bring my trophies down there, and I'm like, well, the cutting boards. I don't know if I'm going to bring them down there or not. They're heavy as hell. So
heavy? Yeah, I got a piece of Georgia pine in the back of my truck right now. It's heavy.
I remember
it's
last
heavy.
Year.
I think it's 300 pounds.
I remember last year on the stage, and then I wish I had a video of it, when y'all took first place in chicken. Sean goes down and picks that chicken up like it was nothing, and I swear I think he got a hernia. I don't think he realized how heavy that sucker was. He reached down and hugged it and picked it up. Didn't boil your face.
Yeah, it was all I could do was carry it back to the Escalade last year. Luckily, we were parked a little closer, and then you know how great it is. You know, Dan with three eyes and I picked that trophy cup up and carried it back to the RV. I mean, you know, what a great guy helping us, you know, like that after the contest. You know, I mean, it's a hoot. It's just all part of the story, you know, and you know, I remember the one of the things that has been a memory of mine, the very first time I cooked with Rob, within the first half hour of being there, he tells me that barbecue contests, there's always a story. Every contest, there's always a story, and that has been true for the 100 and some that I've done with him. It's every single time that has came true. There's always a story, and this, just like this past weekend, you know, that is a special part of the story for that weekend. I mean, winning was fine, but it's the other stuff that makes the story all great, you know. And you know, it's not just meeting the other people, but just like that, Dan jumping up and saying, "Here, I'll help you carry that back. Let's go."
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah, Dan's a great guy. I'm gonna get him on the show here once the season's over a little bit. He's been, you know, part of his real job. You know how we always say real job. Is, you know, he's with disaster relief, and you know, Sandy hit up there and they're busier than hell, and you know, he's just perfect timing for all this. So, you know, he's got a lot of stuff on his mind. But you know, when I met him up in, you know, he was at Shelby, of course, he was way in the back. Nobody really even saw him or whatever. But you know, he kind of came out Friday night and hung out with us at a Georgia Boys trailer up there in Gainesville, and ate a couple bowls of gumbo and all this stuff. And got to finally talk to him and his teammates and stuff. They're like you said, they're really a good bunch of guys. And yeah, he's just pleasant to talk to. You know, he's not arrogant. He's just, you know, like one of us. You know, and that's what we like to see. You know, we like to see people that are and just fit in no matter where they go, and they're just happy to be there. And so that's kind of like what I got. He's kind of a good lucky attitude. You know, it is what it is. You know, we've been blessed by this, and you know, we're gonna see it through to the end. If we win, great. If not, we'll congratulate the team that beats us, and you know, move on to next year.
Absolutely.
Really good everybody gets along. And I agree with you 100% on every one of the story, because I've talked to myself several times just to get a logbook and write down different things at these contests, different things you hear. And two of the biggest characters that I think y'all met him up at Shelby was Bob from Two Old Men and a Grill. And And Steve Finger from Smoke This. If you could ever hear some of the stories that they tell, I mean, we could sit down and we'll go out next year. We'll make a point. We'll go out to dinner with them, because they will have you laughing so you won't be able to eat your food. I'm not kidding. These two stories that I don't know what. I'm not kidding. And every one of them is funny as hell. And they look so serious when they're telling them, but it's a riot. It really is. And even people that have heard them 6-7 times, they still laughing at them. It's just the way they tell them, singing for every little thing. And, I mean, it catches you off guard. And they're just a joy to be around, and funny as hell. And, but, yeah, we'll get together next year at some of these contests that you come in. We're gonna set it up where we're going to hang out and listen to some of the stories and stuff, because it's a blast, man. It really is. And, you know, like I said, if you could write it down in a journal, 3 years, 5 years, write a book, it'd probably be the bestseller.
Yeah, there's definitely some real good times and some real real fun that happens sitting around waiting to fire up the smoker and talking about life, you know, and sharing your life with other people and other people sharing theirs with yours, you know. I mean, That's really, I think, that one of the things that sets us apart here in the United States is that we like to do that. We socialize a lot and take that as a good part of our life that makes it worthwhile. You know, without friends, life's pretty short. You know, you got to try to get the friends when you can.
Well,
I need to probably get off here. I'm sitting out in front of a customer's house. I got about a 45-minute ride home tonight. So it's been great, and I can't wait till we get another chance to cross paths again. And we'll see if we can't talk to you real soon.
Okay, Sean. Appreciate it, man. Have a good evening,
buddy.
Take
care, Sean. All right, good night.
So, Rob, we got another call. He's been holding on for a little while. It's a Lana number. I want to find out who it is. He might have something to ask you.
You bet. Hey, Jim, this is Ryan Huffman. We'll pull my port.
How you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. Now, Rob, at the beginning of the show, I think I mentioned pull my port. Got a reserve grand champion in the backyard. I don't know if you heard that part. Kind of a team we kind of, I guess we kind of took under our wing up in Cornelia. He moved in right in front of my trailer and kind of helping them out a little bit along the way. And they've done, maybe about five or six backyard competitions. They got reserve grand up there in Cummins in backyard. So this is Ryan Huffman. Ryan, this is Rob McGee from Munching Hogs at the Hilton.
How you doing, Rob?
What's up there, buddy?
No, not much. Congratulations on the big win this weekend. We were out there hollering for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It definitely felt real good, I'll tell you that.
You know, just like y'all were saying earlier, you know, Jim mentioned this is really our first year into getting into competitions, and I think what really brings us back to every one of them is just meeting everybody and forming a new family and learning things as we go and getting together on Friday nights and just hanging out with people and catching little tips in here and there, and it's definitely helped us along the way.
There's no bad. I got a story for you guys. All right?
Well,
we were sitting here chatting about, okay, well, you know, every weekend's different and you always have a new story. So I got one for you. So I got to give you one. All right, we're all hanging out. So here I am. I take my best buddy, Jeff Eastman, who's never barbecued before and, you know, ever. And I said, you know what? I said, hey, why don't you go barbecuing with me? We'll go up to Osage City and we'll have a great time. So we're driving up there, no problem. And I said, yeah, don't worry about it. This is a story at every barbecue. It's all good. Don't worry about it. So we go there. We set up. We marinate our meats. We get stuff going. No problem. 1 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden we hear this banging on this camper door. And all of a sudden you hear this lady yell out, you open that door. You know, you panty waste. I let you tie me up. I let you blank, blank, blank. All right? Kept going. And she just kept yelling and screaming, you need to open this door. How dare you leave me out here? God, I can't believe it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting there, and I wake up Jeff, and I said, you're listening to this, aren't you? And he goes, yeah, I can't believe it. So all of a sudden, it gets quiet for a minute. Then you hear a door open up, and he goes, hey, lady, you're knocking on the wrong door. So all I got to say after that is, welcome to barbecue.
For the record, that was not in Georgia.
Well, I might not have stayed up that late. All right, let's go on to the next thing. I had to break it up a little bit.
That's fine. Like I said, Ryan's the first year picking everything. He's got a couple other buddies, and I think he's having fun. Like you said, you know, you brought up the beginning of the show when y'all started. Your first competition, you got that one call. That's the bug right there. You get that one call, you're done. You know, you've got to pursue this to see, you know, where you go with it. And it's great to come out. I mean, you know, Ryan brings his family, all 18 of them or whatever. They come out to the cook-offs and stuff. But, yeah, it's just great family entertainment and stuff out there. It really is. And everybody bonds a little bit better. So, you know, I spend time with my wife out there and all that stuff. So it makes it a lot of fun. It truly does.
Well, Jim, you're definitely right with the, you know, with getting the first calling. I think this year we in Cornelia, you know, we got third in ribs or chicken there, fourth in ribs. And, you know, it's just been, it's been, you know, a great highway so far for us, and I think, you know, several of us may have some divorce papers sitting around waiting, but you know, we're definitely looking forward to next year. We're working on a couple things, You know, of course, we're cooking on still little, deck cookers back here that sit in your backyard every day, but working on getting a couple things together for next year, and we may just have to put them big boy pants on and step up and see what we can do.
You got my Facebook message, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Rob, I told him, I said, well, you got reserve grand in there. I said, next year we'll get you the big boy pants to come on up to our level. But it's fun no matter what level you do it at. I mean, it truly is. Fortunate enough to have any backyards when I started, get your feet wet and see if it's really what you wanted to pursue or do it. I jump right into pros and been hooked. Why it's just, I'm obsessed, I'm just passionate about it. That's all I can say. And I could be doing a whole lot of things on the weekends and just seeing a bunch of you hoodlums out there beating my ass to play with you. But, I got nothing else to do on the weekends, I guess.
Well, okay, brother, Mr. Team of the Year. Now, wait a minute. I don't know if I heard that right.
What's that?
We just got Team of the Year. You're talking about people beating you. I mean, obviously, you're elite now. You're the man.
Yeah, I got that. That goes back to that part I was telling you, Rob. I was lucky. I was just lucky six times this year. They're taking off the kind of KCBS standards and stuff, and I'm open to see it. It's not overly big right now, but I'm open to see it grow. It grew a lot this past year. I think they ended up with about 10 contests this past year, and they've got like 12 or 15 on the books for next year, so it's growing. And I would love for it to see to get three meet contests in here to kind of up the game a little bit, and I think you'll see a lot more KCBS teams in there. Competing, make it worth their while, I guess, to kind of compete and stuff. But, there's a lot of KCBS teams that do them. And, Pick and Fork has done a few and several other teams out of the Carolinas. But, it's just not a whole group of people you get to meet. I met some new friends this past weekend down there. They've already friended me on Facebook, and they've already had some conversations with them and stuff. They're looking forward to next year and seeing us at some more contests and stuff. And they really like the format and everything, and it's a good thing for charities to have these because it's going to make them money at these charities, and everybody wins. So I was fortunate enough to get Team of the Year this year in SBN, and very very gratifying. It's like it's paid off in this aspect, and hopefully we'll get some publicity for sandwiches and stuff and kick her restaurant off up to another level. And, it's just fun. She said, well, you just want notoriety. I said, no, I really want it for sandwiches. We do the pulled pork sandwiches. We do briskets on Fridays. And, I'd like to see that grow. And she can hire another person and then come out on the road with me sometimes. And, not have to drive Friday evening to the contest. She'd come on Thursday night with me and hang out. So, this everything's growing. Well, we've got a couple more callers on here. I'm sure they might have something to add to you or whatever. If you don't mind holding on, they might have some questions for you.
That would be great. Any questions, I'll field it.
We got 863-660-0618. You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, Jim. Chad Ward, Whiskey Man Barbecue. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. First time calling in, first time listening to the show. Had a little Monday nights are usually bad for me, but just wanted to call and say congratulations on not only your show on Monday nights, but also congratulations on the SBN Team of the Year this year, brother.
I appreciate it, man. I was really glad to get it. It was a tough contest down there, and pretty much, I was wanting to go down to win it, put an exclamation point on it, and I did. I didn't think my ribs were that great, but I got a first place, and I was really happy and everything. So, hadn't really sunk in yet.
I'll tell you what, I didn't have much exposure to the SBN until last year. We went up to Kell's event up there, Best of the Best, and we're sandwiched in by two SBN teams. And, man, just nice folks, and spent some time, teaching us about how y'all do things up there, and
and what your association is all about. And I think it's a great, you know, you guys got a good thing going.
I think it's going to move forward. You know, we had a contest in Georgia. We got, I think, two or three more slated for this next year, and creeping up North Carolina, kind of spreading out for South Carolina. So hopefully we'll get there's more teams and makes it a really good sanctioning body. You know, the format's pretty much like KCBS, but no garnish. And, you know, the turn-in time's a little different. You got an hour in between turn-in times. And so it's really more laid back and easy going. And, you know, it's not, you know, stuck our balls to the wall trying to get everything in on time and everything. It's pretty lenient. And, you know, it's just a more relaxed environment.
So if you don't mind me asking, so you say no garnish and an hour turn-in times. Is there anything else that kind of differentiates it different from the FBA, or are they pretty kind of on course?
They're pretty on course. With the FBA, the scoring system's the same.
Yeah.
It's fifth, just, you know, 9.1, 9.2, and all that.
Yeah.
Same experience, pace, and texture, just like FBA and KCBS. You know, but it's no garnish. And like I said, it's right now it's two meets. They introduced three meets to a few of the contests this year, which went over very well. The contest when they had the three meets, two of them was thin and one of them was more like an ancillary. And they had more teams at those than they did at the other ones. I'm trying to tell them, you know, get the three meets, do a reserve and run, and get that format going, and you're going to have a whole lot more teams, and it's really going to grow.
Sure, so, sure.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm stoked for next year. I'm just, you know, they need a little bit more guidance on communication with teams and let people know about events and all this other stuff, which they're kind of working it out on the website and everything. So, you know, they had a big learning curve this year, and hopefully they'll get up and going and get all that squared away. And, you know, I started seeing more and more KCBS teams getting involved in it when they didn't have another contest for a week or two, and they wanted to, you know, keep their skills sharp and come pick these. And, you know, yeah, I'm on the right track. I wish to enjoy the people that are putting them on, and the venues are always pretty nice, and, you know, I'm looking by myself for the next year.
And the stuff you brought up, I mean, that's just growing pains. You know, communication and things like that. I mean, that's just stuff, you know, you learn as you get one under your belt, you know, if you will. So
yeah.
I definitely, you know, I definitely think you guys are on the right track, though.
Yeah, like I said, I helped set one up here in Augusta, one of my sponsors, Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grill, Greg McKelly. He was out at the very beginning, and he wanted business sanctioned barbecue contest. Well, he was running way too late for KCBS, and something about FBN, you know, he got touched within 4 years, and within 4 years, he got the first year. I told him how to set up reserve grand. We're not.
Hey, Jim, you're having a tough time with your phone. Would you mind if I made a quick – I need to make two quick announcements.
That's fine.
First one is Wednesday night we're going to have – and Whiskey Bent dropped off. Dang. We're going to have a radio host show, and I want to invite Jim Berg and Whiskey Bent to call in 8 o'clock Wednesday night, because we're going to have a Thanksgiving all radio host show, and we want you guys to be a part of the show. And I hope Whiskey Ben will come, you know, just a regular 347-202-0263 number, 8 o'clock, call in. And we want to give every one of the Barbecue Superstars radio hosts an opportunity to talk about Thanksgiving. We just want to have a fun time and a good time for us all to be together for a few minutes. But the other announcement is, and hold the phone, folks, a big announcement. The organizer for Calhoun event coming up this coming weekend, the day after Thanksgiving and Saturday, gave me a call earlier, and he said that he has received an application and payment from Three Eyes Barbecue. And I believe a bunch of hogs is on here. They paid their money. They're going to be in Calhoun also. So I'm going to run down to Calhoun. We're going to cover that contest. And you'll hear the results live on Barbecue Superstars Radio Network on Saturday. And Munchin Hogs, this thing is really getting nationally exciting. And how's the feel to be in this tight race for the KCBS Team Championship?
I got to tell you, I'm fired up. You know, if we can pull out, you know, to get 45 teams there, this is the showdown. So, which is great. Three Eyes has got a lead right now, and if it's 45 or better, if we win, we're in. If we don't, they get it. And so, you know, hats off to Calhoun Barbecue Contest because they could be the deciding factor this year.
Wow, man, what do you think, Jim?
That's pretty impressive to have a, you know, last year was, I think y'all had a really comfortable lead when you came into Cummins and stuff. But this year for it to, like, come down to a contest in Georgia as opposed to, you know, Kansas or Missouri or Texas or some of the big barbecue states, I think it's great. I mean, I think a lot of these other teams are going to start venturing out a little bit more. And I think, you know, as the old song goes, Georgia be on their mind. And, you know, I'm it'll be like Cole Corral, I believe. But yeah, I'm hoping, like I said, two nice guys, Dan Hickson and Rob, going to get head to head up there. I don't think he's a winner right now, and, you know, my hat's off to whoever does pull it out. And like Rob said, they take it. They can take the TOY this weekend, and next weekend. I'm going to be on my seat watching that. I will be here listening to the results and stuff. So, you know, I can't do that, but on that one, I have to. I will admit it.
Well, one other question before I go. Has anybody ever won KCBS Team of the Year back-to-back?
You know, that's a good question. Somebody may have done it. You know, I want to say Twin Oaks may have done it a long time ago, but I'm not sure if anybody has.
In current terms, I mean, that's a dynasty.
Yep. No pressure, Rob. No pressure.
Obviously, I have the disadvantage because I'm behind. So you know, it's winner takes all. You know, you got to win. You know, to move forward, and you know, I mean, we just talked about what great barbecue teams are in Georgia. Okay, so we already know that they're all out there, and they're all going to go to Calhoun. So for me to even win one out of state is going to be tough. So. The advantage definitely goes to Dan with Three Eyes on this one. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to roll in and pull out the best stuff out of my hat. And thank goodness to everybody who's helped me between Shelby, Gainesville, and Cumming to give me all these tidbit information because I think it's really helped me out. So I look forward to it. I really hope they got 45. I think it'll be a great showdown. You know, I couldn't go against a better guy. I think Dan is great. His teammates are great. Besides that, they make great cider drinks. But then again, that might be another segment.
I heard also they're going to park you side by side.
Well, that's what I requested. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right, don't you think?
Yeah,
right.
My God, man.
So, if you're going to come up and talk to us, we might as well go head-to-head. I mean, heck, but I'm turning in. Don't I want to turn in with them?
That's right. You got to go head-to-head. Put them on the side one of them. You know,
that's
you know,
right.
Another thing, Rob, too, is you know, if you go 2-for-2 in TOY, you're going to be 2-for-2 in Georgia also.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm definitely going to put on my big boy pants, and we'll see what happens. I'm pretty fired up, I'll be quite honest with you, so... I talked to the guy out in California. He said he only had like 11 or 12 teams. He doesn't even know what's going to happen. So it really looks like this Calhoun contest could be it. So,
You know, we're talking to a lot of people out there. I want to encourage everybody, please sign up. But that doesn't mean, like, either one of us are going to win because there's great teams out there. But at least you're on the board. And on the board means is at least you're in it. You have a chance. Whether it's one out of 50, at least you're in it.
Right. But, you know, the organizer that put that on, you know, he's been to a lot of these contests. And he's a really great guy. He really is. He's really doing it right. And, you know, it like I said, I think Randall's trying to get at his contest. I think he kind of set it up for the showdown in Calhoun. So I think that'd be a great event. Like I said, I'll be listening to Barbecue Superstars on the live. And I've got a lot of friends involved in that. And, you know, best luck to both y'all, man. I hope one of y'all take it and, you know, just kind of be the outright winner of COI one way or the other, you know.
Well, I'm going to give you a little something. For everybody who helped me out in Georgia, well, if I do well, well, it's because of them. So I've got to give them all the kudos. I've had so many people help me out with chicken and pork, and every team knows who helped me out, and I really appreciate it. So if I do well, it's to them.
Well, you know, and it's kudos to you because you've actually taken some pointers that other teams have given you and you've used them and it worked out for you. You know, a lot of teams get, you know, well, I'm just going to cook what I've been cooking all year. And, you know, when you get narrow-minded like that, you kind of lose sight of, you know, where you're actually at. But, like, with you and Sean, y'all are open enough to kind of take these and use them to your advantage. And, I mean, that just shows you the caliber of team you are. You're never too old to learn, and you're never too successful to learn. And, you know, it's good that you do take some hints, and they've worked out for you. Kudos to you.
And if any of those teams come to Kansas City or where I'm cooking in a different region, you bet I'm going to tell them everything they need to know.
Well, I think I already talked to Sean. I've already got my invite to the American Royale next year for the Invitational. So I told Charles, like, you've got to come out there. You got to blah, blah, blah. I said, look, I'll be calling you when I make up my mind if I'm coming out, and I'm gonna be next to y'all.
All right, that would be great.
I said, y'all have to set me up because I said, I don't know where I'm at. I mean, it's all like 50 acres out there you can be put in. And, you know, I have no clue on where to be. Or anything, so I told Sean, I said, I'm going to be calling y'all, and y'all will be telling me where I need to park, where I need to get, who I can brown nose to get where, and all this other stuff. So I told him I'll be making early arrangements and hang out with you guys for the weekend.
Oh, that would be great. Hey, Jim, I got another story for you.
Here we go.
Going to be real quick. American Royal. We are 6 minutes away from turning if we're walking. So you might not want to be where we're at. So what did I do? I broke out a bicycle. I kid you not, last year, every turn-in for the invite, I put one hand on my bike, on my box, and one hand on my bicycle and drove all the way in. So I cut the time down to 1.5 minutes riding a bicycle. And every person thought I was crazy. They said, well, what happens if you drop it? What happens if you did this? And what happens if you did that? I said, well, it's real easy. You just pick it up and hand it in.
That's right.
So it just goes to show you, don't overthink it. Hand in good food. Have fun. And you know what? That's what barbecue's all about, and that's where we're on talking to you tonight.
Great, man. I'm glad y'all called in, and you know, I feel honored that y'all called into my show, and, you know, like I said, we just got to know y'all really in the past few weeks, between Shelby and stuff, and y'all are just real easy people to get to know, and, I mean, this goes for any barbecue out there. So my wife, she's one of these that she wants to go meet some teams and stuff like that. You know, 99% of the time, people love to have people come up, hey, you know, I've seen you on this, or I've seen you on Pitmasters, or see you at the top of the leaderboard here, or, you know, you come all the way to Kansas City, I wanted to meet you and all this other stuff. That's what it's all about, you know. And, you know, y'all are just so easy. I mean, when my wife said, oh, they invited me right in, and, yeah, I was talking to them and stuff, and then Jack threw up and couldn't believe it. They're like, don't worry about it. So, But, you know, like I said, every competition is a story. And, you know, like I said, y'all are welcome in our house if y'all want to stay over one night if y'all doing a competition. I don't care. A place out of people that are just, you know, you're just very friendly and, you know, you're just happy to be doing what you're doing. And, you know, we appreciate y'all being that way. And it makes us feel a lot better, too, when we're around you.
Well, Jim, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but I got to tell you, this night, thank you so much for inviting me on your talk show. I mean, it's been great. But I want to tell you, this night is all about you because you got Team of the Year. And I want to appreciate you for bringing me on the show, and thank you for your hospitality. And we will see what happens in Calhoun. And it sounds like we've got somebody who's going to going to do a little one-on-one, and I'll make sure I'm right next to Dan, and we have a good show.
That's great, man. And, hey, next month, or the Monday after that competition, I'm going to get folks to call in.
Sounds great. You have a good evening, and thanks so much.
Thank you guys for letting me meet up on the circuit south for the southern. Right.
Yeah, buddy, I'm here.
Okay. You still hanging in there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Okay. Well,
hey,
like
I'm
I said,
I'm just excited to be on the phone with all of y'all, man. It's, you know, this is a treat, cuz just being a little backyard team that likes to go out and have fun and, you know, and have you talk about us on your show and, you know, being the South Carolina Team of the Year. It's I told my wife before I called in, I was like, I'm nervous.
That's how to compete. You know, I told you before, you know, we just sit in and try to help other teams and love to help new teams and see that they, you know, get on their way and everything and point them in the right direction. And, you know, like Rob, you know, even though they were number one team in the country last year, number two right now, going for number one, you know, even he took some hits from several teams from the area and made his product better to fit this region and stuff. And, you know, it goes back, don't ever get too close-minded or too old to learn. You know, just keep your mind open and listen to what other teams say and then, you know, pick up little tidbits of information and stuff. And, you'll go a long way doing this. And, you know, I appreciate our friendship. Don said y'all made an oyster stew up there this past Friday that was off the chart. And
yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean, in the past that we've got together with y'all, it's, you know, here we are, y'all doing gumbos and everything else, and here we come showing up with hot dogs. So we tried to do something, you know, to fit in with everybody, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. You know, loved it and enjoyed it, and, you know, it was a great time. I mean, like you said earlier, I think there ended up being 100 people out there, and, I mean, it was just, you know, and it was just a good time, and, I mean, that's really what keeps us, bringing us back is just coming out there, seeing y'all, hanging out, you know, new extended family, and just, you know, it's a good time. We may tend to take it a little overboard at times, but, you know, it's about having a good time.
That's it. You know, and if you're out there barbecue and, you know, when you take it too serious, you kind of lose the fun side of it. And, you know, to me, it's more about, you know, meeting new teams or, you know, having our dinners and stuff out there and just hanging out and stuff. And like I said, it becomes, you know, extended family. And, you know, in reality, people don't know, you know, we were – logistic-wise, we were closer to what most people think. Your parents live a half mile from me. And actually, where my shop is, their house backs up to my landscaping shop. So, you know, that's how close me and Ryan were and never met till we did a competition up at Cornelia. So it's kind of a chance meeting. But, you know, you cook with a great bunch of guys and everything. And Jan loves, we love you all to death. And by the way, Jan did really like those bratwursts that 1 o'clock in the morning up there in the Grove. So,
yeah. Hey, it went well with the pimento cheese and raspberry jelly, I can tell you that.
Well, Steve, folks would say Menner cheese. So,
Menner cheese.
Minner Cheese. So I told him, I said, I'm going to actually probably wrap it in plastic first. So I'm going to put him a Minner on top of it, the fermented cheese. And I said, here's your Minner Cheese.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, Jim,
I was hoping Don would call in. I know he's listening, but, you know, he got to give a call out to my Georgia boys. They're a couple of great guys and everything, and we've enjoyed the last 2 years with them and everything, hanging out on the tour, and I know you have this year, and they're just a great bunch of guys. And there's a lot of really, really good guys out there barbecuing, and you get your one or two every now and then, but, you know, it's just fun to hang out, and, you know, it's a family affair and all this other stuff, and I'm hoping we'll see you out there on the tour again next year, and hopefully you will.
We're definitely already, you know, I know you met Herschel out at Gainesville, and he came out this weekend, that Friday night when him and I came out at Gainesville, and he came out and spent the weekend with us coming this weekend. He's got the fever, so he's going to be joining us next year. And like I was telling you earlier, we're working on a couple things. I think we may have just picked up a meat sponsor that's going to help out with some things, and we're looking at possibly getting something better to cook on. We had these little char grillers and old Smoky Mountain cookers kind of scared us a little bit this weekend. We woke up about 6 o'clock in the morning and everything was about 50 degrees, so we were a little worried. So we're going to work on that going into next year, and we've already sitting down looking at our schedule. And I think we're looking, the first one's going to be Brasstown for us next year. So we're excited, everybody, especially with pulling a reserve grand champion out of that crowd that was up there. And we had the opportunity. There was a team next to us, first-time cooks, Southern Rub. This goes back to one of those barbecue stories. And, they were out there, trying to figure out, bringing us food every time they was putting it on, asking us what we could do, what to do. And, we were giving them hints here and there. And they ended up taking first place in People's Choice in chicken wings. And when we were getting them some hints, they were trying to, cook some whole chickens for turn-in on Saturday, and we kind of bowed down to them, not bowed down to them, but give them a suggestion. You may not want to do that. It's not a good thing to slice your meat before you take it in on, chicken breast. And they got all their legs cut off of every chicken but one. And so they take on a new name of the one-legged chickens after this weekend. So, it's just like, like what y'all done for us. I mean, anytime we come up, I mean, we're no pros by no means, but we picked up tips along the way from hanging out with y'all, and can't thank you enough for that. And, we're trying to just pass it on and get more people just, enthused about it, and just, getting as many as we can to come out and have a good time. It's just, like you said, it's a party that a barbecue competition happens to break out at.
Yep. Well, when you get back to your smoker, I got three words for you: Southern Q Smokers.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
That's right. Well, we've been talking to Don, and we talked to him. I forget what his name is, the Southern Q Smokers, over the weekend, and we've got some things to talk about, and we're probably gonna see what we can do. We definitely got to get something a little bit better than what we're working with.
And Scott and Tim are definitely really good guys, and they stand behind their products. And I had two of them. They gave me one orange one to cook on. I actually sold it off the back of my trailer a couple weeks ago. So I had to take my backup, my black one that I had from this whole year, and took it out there and cooked on this past weekend. So. That shows how consistently they, you cook on one pit, you would do very well on it, you go out on the very next, cook, you have a really good cook on the backup. So, consistent cooking is what it's all about, getting some sleep at night. So, hopefully y'all sport things off, and hopefully we can get you in a Southern Q smoker, and anybody else that wants a really good gravity-fed, insulated
smoker, won't break your bank. They've won several grands, reserve grands, several top 10 finishes over and over and over. Give Southern Q Smokers a call. Talk to either Scott or Tim, and they'll hook you up with them and try to get them to you. And like
that's
I said, hopefully you'll be in one line. Not trying to push you, but you know.
There's been a lot of conversations about it ever since we got back. We actually say Saturday night, and since we've been back, we've been talking about it. But Jim, I hate to run, but the kids are trying to get in the tub, and Mama's looking at me. Like, remember the divorce papers I was talking about earlier? And I just want to tell you know while we're on the air, I want to say congratulations to y'all. I mean, there couldn't have been a team out there that deserved it more to take the South Carolina championship. And thank y'all for everything that you've done for us this year, and you know, as well, Don with Georgia Boys. Y'all have just been a blessing in disguise for us. And I just want to wish you and Jan a happy Thanksgiving and you know, great, great holiday.
I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and hopefully we'll see you up there in Brownstown and hang out with y'all again. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, congratulations on your call, man. That was pretty phenomenal like that. So hats off to you. I've got a wife, I said, hey, and we'll – anytime you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome, buddy.
I will do it. Like I said earlier, we'll probably be in town during Christmas. I'll give you a holler, and we'll come hang out for a little bit.
That's fine. We got a big-ass back porch.
All right. Hey, buddy, y'all have a good evening, Jim. We appreciate everything, buddy.
Thank you. Darryl, are you here?
Yeah, I was just going to try to reiterate, you know, exactly what's going on here. The Three Eyes Barbecue has 2,886 points. Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton has 2,859 points. There's a 27-point difference. And at the National Barbecue Cup, there was actually 64 points between the two. And, of course, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton straight up won the GC Grand right there as we were standing there at the National Barbecue Cup. And oh, shit.
Hey, Darryl, I lost you there for a minute. If you can call back on. I hit the wrong button on my phone somewhere. We're winding the show down. Darryl, if you call back in, you know, I go through my list of sponsors, the people that helped me this year. We did win the Southern Barbecue Network Team of the Year. We took a grand championship down in Smoking a Harbor in Charleston this year. We took first in pork and first in ribs and grand champion. And Darryl's come back on. So, Darryl, are you there now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hit a button on my phone and cut off, but we still got a minute or two, so go ahead.
Anyway, so, man, 27 points between them, Three Eyes last week, and the week before did do quite as well down here in Georgia as they did up in Maryland. Now, Three Eyes has got 11 grand champions. They won reserve grand up in Shelby, North Carolina. So, you know, with all those grands, there's a lot on the line for Three Eyes. But, you know, Munchin' Hogs is a Hilton, and, you know, just to put this out to everybody, we were at the $125,000 USA Barbecue Championship in Las Vegas, and Munchin' Hogs is so consistent. They consistently get in the top 10 with all four categories. Now, that might be, you know, 10th, 9th, 10th, 9th, but it's hard to beat that every week when you might have a first, a second, a third, and a 43rd. And so the consistency, we see grands like crazy, and then we see consistency is at a battle here. And it'll just be so amazing to see what happens at Calhoun now as we finish out the season. And, boy, I'll tell you what, this is the most excitement over barbecue championships because usually by now the lead team in the KCBS has won it clearly. And do you feel it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. You do not get excited about team of the year race because, like you said, it's usually decided. But it's coming down. It's going to be a gunfight in Calhoun, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a shootout. And I'm going to be on the edge of my seat, you know, listening for those awards to come in. And I don't think we're excited to get this thing going that they'd ever have something like this happen. And, I mean, the whole barbecue community is going to be watching that contest. I mean, the whole nation, 8,000-9,000 teams are going to be watching that contest.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then the other thing that goes with it is, what was I going to say? They're going to park them side by side. So I'm going to try to get an interview with both of them and shoot their trailers side by side. It's going to be crazy, man.
They're both a great bunch of guys. I mean, both teams. I met Dan up in Gainesville, and, you know, he came over and had some gumbo and, you know, a couple drinks and just sat there and kind of chilled with us and stuff around the fire and stuff. And, of course, Rob and Sean, they're great. I mean, they're just so easy to talk to. They welcome you into their site. And, you know, it's just really nice to see the teams, you know, that you hear about, you see all year long, and you finally get to meet them and talk to them. And, you know, they're just great. Great group of guys, and they're out having fun, enjoying what they're doing, and you know, that's pretty much what it's all about.
On Wednesday night, the event organizer for Calhoun will be called into the radio show and talk a little bit about, you know, their application and the fact that both going to be there, where they're going to put them, and all that to set it up. But Jim, you know, just want to invite you, Whiskey Bent, Barbecue Shop Talk, and those two guys, everybody, Chris Chadwick. Please, Chris, on Wednesday, call in. We want all the radio show hosts. Let's have a big hoedown, a lot of fun, laugh for an hour before Thanksgiving. And, Jim, just want to thank you so much for doing Monday night, and thank you for everything you mean to our network.
Well, I appreciate it. I've enjoyed being on the show, and it's given me the opportunity to meet some new teams. And, you know, they'll call in, and you actually meet them at a contest and stuff and talk to them. And, you know, when I go up to these people and I see them in these contest stuff, you know, and you don't even have to try to be friends with them. I mean, it's pretty much y'all have a common denominator. And all teams have been very receptive. And, you know, I asked them to do the show. I mean, more than not, everybody's just so happy to be on there. You know, you want to show them a little recognition for the good and hard work that they put into it. And they're more than happy to share their stories and trials and tribulations and everything. And I just think that's great. I think that's one reason why my show's been doing so well is because, you know, I get the people on there that people want to hear from. And, you know, to find out, you know, what makes them tick. And you get them on here and they're just like everybody else. They're just fun to be around and they like to have a good time and cook barbecue. And I think that goes to show, you know, barbecue families, very few sports can you get this kind of camaraderie and friendships out of them, even though you're competing against them. And it just shows you that, you know, barbecue community, how strong it is and how friendly it is. And it's, you know, like I said, part of our family now. And we look forward to doing competitions, but like any other family member, sometimes you got to take a break away from a few things to get your mindset back right. So, like I said, I think we're pretty much done for this year competing. And, you know, my hat's off to anybody else who's out there competing and stuff. And, you know, good luck to Three Eyes and Mush Hogs at Hilton. You know, that's why I played the Rocky song, man. It's going to come down to it. Somebody's going to have to do a knockout. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got to get over here and figure out where Calhoun, Georgia is.
In between Atlanta and Chattanooga. Right on.
Okay,
75.
So it's the next week. It's not this weekend. It's the next weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay.
First and second of December. So, yeah. You've got a week to recuperate. You got 2 weeks to recuperate from this past weekend, so you'll be fine.
Oh, great. Okay. I got a Christmas show to shoot this weekend, so I'll be good to do it.
You'll fit in just fine. So, that was good to have you, buddy.
All right. Good talk to you, Jim.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna wind this show down. I'm going to thank my sponsors for this year, Royal Oak, definitely. Southern Q Smokers, couldn't have done it without y'all. Greg McCallie from Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills, He's been there from day one, and, you know, I really appreciate all the help he's done. New sponsor, Butcher Barbecue, David Buska. You really turned my year around by going to your products and everything and taking some hints from you on certain meats and stuff. You really, really made my barbecue go a long way, and I really appreciate it, brother. And also another shout-out to another competitor, a good friend of mine, Jeff Campbell from WikiQ. I will say this, he's got some excellent barbecue products out there. I do use some of them. One of them I really love is sauce. If you want to do well in the Carolinas and Georgia and Tennessee, you really need to give Jeff a call and get you some WikiQ barbecue sauce. And I'm going to tell you what, it's really going to up your game. It did mine. And I appreciate him for sponsoring me also. He's not really big into sponsoring, but he kind of, you know, told me he'd help me out, and I really appreciate it, and it's a good friend and everything. That's Jeff Campbell from WikiQ. So, anyway, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Daryl for having me on the show and stuff, and thank Munch and Hogs of the Hilton and Ryan from Pull My Pork, and Whiskey Bennett for calling in. Roger, I know you called in. I couldn't quite switch over to you. But Brad Tate, I know you called in also. But I'd like to thank all my friends and stuff out there, family, for letting me barbecue. And y'all have a good turkey day. And we're going to leave you with this song right here. I think it'll be fitting for the barbecue competition in 2 weeks. Y'all have a good evening.